I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom.
What is up, Wisconsin? How y'all doing? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I don't know about you all, but I had 2 days of rest with a weekend in there, and I am refreshed. I am ready to resist. I am ready for the next chapters of this great politic that we call the United States of America. Got a lot to talk about today. We got a couple of special guests coming in. Got Laura Rodriguez. She's the VP of Government Affairs at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We're going to talk about the messaging failure. I think calling it a messaging failure is limited. Doesn't quite capture all of it, does it? But we're going to talk with Laura about that. We're going to talk about the drift that we see in Latino voters. All that coming up. That's going to be at 2:30. We also have special guest Dr. Kristen Lierley, former candidate for the 8th Congressional District. How is Dr. Kristen resetting? How's she feeling? I thought it'd be great to check in with her. So we're going to do that at 3:30. But to begin the show, the first thing I want to do is remind everybody that at the end of the day, this is always about facts and having good, informed conversations. And that is indeed the mission, the raison d'etre, if you will, of civic media, period. It is real news and real conversation. Real news, great conversation. And that is a conversation between me and you. All of us together. The way that we ensure our democracy succeeds is real news and great conversation. That's what we're going to try to do here every single day. And we're going to start that today. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I have a little question for each and every one of you. Where in the world is Eric Hovde? It's very strange. Where has this man gone? Where in the world is Eric Hovde? That is the sound of the very old show, if you are from my era, a little Gen X throwback. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? It has been like a week. The AP has called the Senate race. Tammy Baldwin has given her victory speech. And we haven't heard from Eric Hovde since 9:11 a.m. on November 6th. So if you all would like to throw out some theories of where in the world Eric Hovde is, I want to hear from you. Because where is this guy? Where is Mr. Mustache? Again, where in the world is Eric Hovde? Is he back in Cali? Is he at the mansion? Is he doing a cold dip in Lake Michigan somewhere? Is he drinking beer, trying to reclaim his Wisconsin roots? Is he eating cheese curds? Your most ridiculous ideas. Welcome here. We need a little levity. 855-752-4842. Where is the great mustache? That is what I would like to know. Again, your comments are welcome. Folks, if you are watching on YouTube, again, that is fabulous. You can also see us on both, let's see, YouTube, Instagram, my goodness. We're also on the Book of Faces. One of our friends chiming in and letting us know, Kari, that there is a bit of echo right now. If they are watching on the U of the Tube, we'll get right on that, folks. But let's dive in today. You know, when I thought about, okay, I've had these 2 days of vacation, a 4-day weekend. I've hit the reset button. I hope you all are taking some time to hit the reset button as well. I thought, what an opportunity to reintroduce myself to each and every one of you. Because I thought, listen, it has been an insane election cycle. I've been on this network for a goodly long time, but it has always seemed dominated by this election cycle, right? So I thought it would be high time for me to reintroduce myself to you in some ways and share a little bit, perhaps each day, put another a little tidbit of Maggie Dawn out there. But I thought I would start at the most basic, which is, why in the heck do I do talk radio? Why is this important to me? And I have to tell you, if you would have said to me 5 years ago, Maggie, you're going to be doing talk radio, I would have said, absolutely no way. Like, I am a lawyer. I'm an economist. I like working in the public sector. I'm not going to be doing radio. But here's what. The very things that motivated me to become a lawyer and motivated me to become an economist, not in that order, economist first, lawyer second. And the very thing that motivated me to eventually leave the private sector and go into public service, all of those things are still why I choose to do this job every day. And I do it with each and every one of you. And I think even when we disagree, we may find some commonalities in some of our whys. And it's not just the values, but truly, what is the motivation? And let me start with being an economist and becoming a lawyer, which a lot of people think, ugh, economists, ugh, lawyers. Very fair. I've met a lot of economists. I've met a lot of lawyers. I don't like all of them either. But here's why both of those pursuits were something that I wanted to fulfill. And most of it was about the thinking behind it. Like, the law and economics really defines a lot of our politics. It defines how our laws are drafted, right? Economics seem to be the reason, right, that so many voters give and politicians that they talk about, well, we need smaller government because we got a big deficit, right? Or budgets are expressions of values and we haven't placed enough value on the middle class. A tax code is an expression of values. Everywhere that I looked as a young person trying to grow my mind, what I saw was law and economics and politics. So that was like the intellectual curiosity part behind that. I wanted to understand how the system actually works. I didn't want to have to take somebody's word for it. So as ironic as this may seem, while we do this show together, me and you, and Cardi, my fabulous producer, we got the Maggie Dawn team locked in now. If you give us a call at 855-752-4842, please say hi to Cardi. He is now officially part of the MD show team. Curiosity, I think this brings us together. I want to understand how the world works. I understand it better when we do that work together. Right? So anyways, it was curiosity, fundamentally, that led me both to the law and economics. But why did I want to understand why the system works or how the system works and who gets to call the shots and why do they get to call the shots and why was the law written this way? And what is this thing, economics in the law, that came out of the Seventh Circuit, right, if you want to get wonky about it? Why did I want to know how the system works? Because I wanted to know who the system was serving, and I fundamentally believe that the system should serve working people. And that in every place that I saw the system not working for working people, I wanted to be able to stand up and do something about it. And so whether you're conservative or liberal, I actually think most people want those two things too. We want to know how the system actually works, and we want to be able to do something about it. And at the end of the day, what is my continuous motivation over and over and over and over again is that when I see the system not working for regular people like you and me and our families, when I see people being bullied by people that have greater power and money than them, it really makes me angry. And I felt that as an economist and as a lawyer, when I saw the system not working for people, the system taking advantage of people, when I saw people being bullied, I figured, hey, this is the best way that I, in my little individual way each day, can maybe make the system work a little bit better and stand up for people, stand up against bullies. But in order to do that effectively, One of the things that I had to commit myself to every day was not just the curiosity, the desire to know. It had to be coupled with the humility to ask and then to listen. Because what good is your curiosity if you're not open to the answers? Even answers that might be challenging, even answers that maybe sort of challenge, threaten, I don't know, question your worldview, that point out that your experiences aren't universal. And so if I assumed that the things that I wanted to do were fundamentally rooted in curiosity and humility because I wanted to be able to listen and learn and understand better so that I could be a more effective economist and advocate for people, that also led me to a place where I recognized that I wanted to be hearing from a lot of different people. Because I know what my lived experience is, right? I don't need somebody or a lot of somebodies that have life experiences really similar to mine. That doesn't feed curiosity, and it doesn't help me stay humble about the new information I'm getting. So I wanted always to be surrounded by people that were smarter than me and different than me. And that's what we do together on this show every day. That's the Maggie Dawn Show. We're going to be curious. We're going to be humble and open. We're going to listen and learn. We're going to be open to people who think differently and have different lived experiences. And of course, where in the world is Eric Hovde? We got that going on today. I'm going to come back with a couple of the issues that I think you're going to hear thematically here on the Maggie Dawn Show. We're going to get this reset kicked off here because it is always and ever about real news and great conversation here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to take a quick break. If you're on the lines, if you're texting, stay there. I'm going to get to that next. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. I'm telling these tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flame.